on 10 o'clock live from Drew DeRagan's basement. This is Saturday Night Fever on 105.1 WTCX, Lakeville, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Let's do it one more time, Twin Cities. WTCX. TCX Ohio Players taking a ride on the love roller coaster. 10:04 live in the basement, Saturday Night Fever. And who is on the phone? I think it's George, isn't it?
This is George from St. Paul, and thanks for the party, Drew.
Official 70s preservationist that you are.
I know that's right, buddy.
Hey, here's your Gilbert O'Sullivan song. This was the number one song in 1972, too, by the way.
Thanks, my friend.
Lonely Gang Naturally at WTCX.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound,
Gilbert O'Sullivan, WTCX, Alone Again Naturally. One of the most commonly heard and known songs of the 70s. Now for a rarity, totally different approach. Who's on the phone?
Janice.
Yeah, and you wanted to, I had to dig for this. I didn't even think I had the, what was the song anyway?
Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Black Oak, Arkansas. I didn't even think that I had this song because I don't have the 45. And then I thought, wait a minute, I think that's on that old K-Tel Southern Fried Rock album. Remember that, the one? Did you ever have that? It's the one with the fried egg on the cover. It's got a green cover with a fried egg on it.
Yeah, my husband had that.
Okay. Whatever works. WTCX, the Catman used to play that on DGY. Remember, he'd come out of a DGY! Black Oak, Arkansas! Truthfully now, I heard people say. Or something like that. Who's on the phone?
This is Jeff from South Minneapolis.
Jeff from South Minneapolis. Okay, and you want to hear a disco song, right?
Yeah.
What were you doing in 79 when this song was out?
Me?
Yeah.
I was in fourth grade, just starting into gangs and stuff.
Oh. Well, I was in ninth grade just trying to stay out of trouble, so we're about equal. Here it is, a WTCX. Saturday Night Fever on 105.1 WTCX. Chic. Good times from the dance floors of 79. Or if you were like me, too young to go into discotheques, you went to Disco Trek up in Eagan. Remember that off of Cedar and 13? Sure, everybody remembers that. Who? Let's keep the rarities going here. Who's on the phone? You got a rarity, don't you?
Yes, I would like to hear Dynamite.
And who is this that wants to hear Dynamite?
This is Paul Ellis from Invergrove Heights. What year was that? Oh, because I want to know how old I was then.
It was summer of 75.
Oh, I was about 6 years old entering school. I just got back from Hawaii.
And you know what made this song? You know how this song came about, don't you?
Yeah, how?
Well, remember the TV show Good Times?
Yeah, I remember that.
Ironically enough, we just played the song Good Times, the TV show.
Yeah, I got a compact disc with all the old TV themes on, 70s and 80s, and
really?
It has that on there.
Well, this is on a scratchy old record. It's original from when JJ used to come out in the middle of the show, and he'd look at the camera, and he would scream, WTCX. There it is. Tony Camillo's group Bazooka and Dynamite on a scratchy old 45 that still sounds great when we play it in 1994. Live in the basement. Saturday Night Fever and the final installment tonight. Going to get through some of these fax requests. The request line 322-2222. The fax 322-4646. Going to get to a fax next for Greg, faxing in from East Bloomington. He says, we're going to miss your show on the station. Hope you can get back on the air soon. That's been a common theme tonight. I don't want to elaborate on this, but I've had a lot of people asking, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with this? And just real quickly, I don't have anything concrete to report at this time, but I've been busy in the last week. We have been trying to take this somewhere. We, meaning myself and a lot of other people that have the same idea in mind that saw some substance and some merit in this, and of course, you, the Twin Cities 70s preservationists. At this point, I can't say anything concrete. There isn't anything, actually. It'd be nice to get on and say, yeah, we're going to take it somewhere, but I wouldn't do that unless I absolutely knew for a fact that that was going to happen. However, there is something in our favor, Twin City 70s preservationists. Our numbers are large, and we found that out the last week. And also, if you have been listening, not only with us, but also there's been a lot of changes lately, a lot of things happening in Twin Cities Radio. And I'll just leave it at that. This last week has really been an interesting one, up and down the dial, that's for sure. We're going to try and do what we can to get this back on the air. In the meantime, we're going strong till 12 midnight tonight with the final installment of Saturday Night Fever. And Greg's song, he wants to hear the Commodores doing Brick House. It's next when Saturday Night Fever continues.
Well, buddy, the good news is we can fix it. The bad news is it's going to cost you $500.
Saturday Night Fever.
WTCS. She is a brick house. 1027, live from Drew Durrigan's basement. 70s preservationist birthday party going on. And where tonight? Where are you guys at?
Lakeville!
And whose birthday is it?
Lindy Parsons.
Lindy Parsons. How old is Lindy? How old is Lindy?
The big 3-0!
She's over the hill! I won't be there for another 4 months. Okay, you guys got to all scream together. 1, 2, 3. Tearing the roof down at Lakeville tonight. Happy birthday from all of us here. 105.1 WTCX.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm giving to whatever I can.
105.1 WTCX. Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I'm your boogeyman. Going strong until 12 midnight tonight with the last Saturday Night Fever, and I kind of scratching my head with an idea. I have an idea for something. Could be dangerous. It depends on whether or not I can get the post office box. I'll let you know momentarily. In the meantime, who's on the line?
This is Greg.
Greg from?
Minneapolis.
North or south, east or west?
Southeast Minneapolis.
Okay, it's a big city. You gotta be more specific. And you, I don't think I've ever played this song before.
It's an awesome song. You gotta play it.
Okay. I'm surprised I have. I'm sorry. I'm surprised I actually have this song. I didn't think I did, but I got it on a compilation CD. Which one is it?
DJ Thomas. Somebody Done, Somebody Wrong.
Do you know the entire title of it?
No, I was hoping you'd kind of help me at the end there.
I believe, let's see, how many words is it? 1, 2, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done, Somebody Wrong song. 10 words in the title. And the song even went to number one. They couldn't get all the words on the record label, though. They had to use the real small print. Remember that when it came out? They had to, like, do half-size print to get all all the words on the record label?
Jeez.
Remember that?
You're right.
Kind of, sort of. Well, you remember the song, anyway.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Won't you play?
Thomas, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. WTCX Saturday Night Fever final installment. Who might this be on the phone?
This is Andrew Nelson.
And where are you calling from?
Columbia Heights.
Okay, you got another rarity. Actually, this wasn't real rare when it came out. It went to number one, but then they just, you never hear this as an oldie. What was the song?
It was Picking Up the Pieces by Average White Band.
You sure we got it? We got it. Okay. All right. 105.1 WTCX, Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces, Saturday Night Fever final installment live from Drew Durrigan's basement. Line open 322-2222. Fax open at 322-4646. And a common theme tonight, along with are you guys going to be able to bring this onto another station, is how do we find out? How do we keep in touch? Okay, get a pencil, and I have a post office box number for you to take down, okay? What I'm going to try and do, along with my friends, the people that are helping me do this, we are going to try and put together a presentation, and we'll try and keep you abreast of the latest developments as they happen. If you have mail to forward to us, send it to Twin Cities 70s Preservation Society, Post Office Box 24532. Apple Valley, Minnesota, 55124. Again, I can't guarantee anything. This is just in the starting, the beginning, developing stages where we're going to try and find a new home for this. But any correspondence, I will answer all mail as it comes in. Send it to Twin Cities 70s Preservation Society, Post Office Box 24532, Apple Valley 55124.
Well, buddy, the good news is we can fix it. The bad news is it's going to cost you $500.
A gigantic midwinter sale is going on now at Harold Chevrolet Geo in Bloomington. Choose from nearly 500 new and used cars, trucks, and vans, all sale priced. Get a brand new 1994 Geo Metro that gets up to 58 miles per gallon highway. Sale priced at Harold Chevrolet Geo from only $69.95. First-time buyers save another $500. Looking for the best lease deals to be found anywhere? Check out Harold's Hot Lease. Nothing down and only $189 a month plus tax for 36 months for a brand new 94 Geo Prism, fully equipped with dual airbags and air conditioning. Or lease a 94 S10 Blazer 4x4 four-door for only $299 a month plus tax for only 24 months with $1,260 down, first month payment, security deposit, and license due on delivery. For great selection, money-saving sale prices, and friendly professional service, get to Jim Lupien's Harold Chevrolet Geo at 494 and 35W, where the sale is on. That's Jim Lupien's Harold Chevrolet Geo. 105.1 WTCX, Saturday Night Fever, final installment. Who's on the phone?
This is Steve from South Minneapolis.
Steve from South Minneapolis, looking for that Walter Egan song, right?
Yep.
Is that 78? Yes. That's the year you graduated?
You bet.
Okay. It's the least I can do.
Saturday Night Fever.
WTCX, you are a magnet, I am steel, and who are you?
I'm Vicky from South Minneapolis.
Vicky from South Minneapolis. Wanted to hear that song, the most memorable song of all, by the late Harry Nilsson, right?
That's right.
And it would be this one right here.
That's it.
4 weeks at number one in 1972. The song, of course, is Without You.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving.
Nielsen at WTCX, Can't Live Without You, Saturday Night Fever. Going to get to some of those fax requests. First, though, let's give out the post office box one more time. I forgot to put a zero in there. Take this down. Put a zero in there. The number 240532, okay? That bears worth repeating. 240532, Apple Valley, 55124. You can, there's no official heading because, of course, we're just getting going on this. Save the 70s, Twin Cities 70s Preservation Society, or you can just send it to me, Drew. We're informal around here. Post Office Box 240532, Apple Valley 55124, and we'll keep you posted on the progress as we try to find another home for this. My request from the fax, Gail and Keith and Crystal, here's your radio song you wanted to hear.
Wanting someone to feel.
Point one WTCX, just the best songs of the 70s. You know it. Going strong till midnight. The final chapter, Saturday Night Fever. And Ray Parker Jr. Radio, Jack and Jill, and live on the phone, to keep those rarities rolling. Who's this?
This is Helga.
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 Hey, and you got a rare song. I don't know if this is going to work. What was the song, first of all? And then we got to stall for time, because, again, I got the one turntable here, and it's on a scratchy old record.
All right, it's the Lord's Prayer, and I got my fold here. We're in St. Paul, and we're waiting for you.
Okay, Sister Janet Mead, hold on. Again, we got to do this manually, because we got the one record. This is an old KTEL record. This is KTEL's Dynamite. I don't know whether this is going to go or not. Let's see, which song is it? It's on side two. It's song number six. That means it's just about right here.
All right.
Keep your fingers crossed that this does not skip, okay?
I'm praying to God.
Thanks. Bye-bye.